们有什么问题可以写下来呀、啊？你可以快记下来，到时你就从座位里头，你可以开声来问，或者你传那个纸张出来都可以啊。现在我们就轮到 Abraham， 他从他的角度分享他的心声。
Cool. So my name is Abraham, and Dad's here, and Mom's at the back.
我是 Abraham， 我是他爸爸，妈妈坐在后面了。是的，
谢谢。And so yeah, and during the day I work at a university and I'm also married to Rach.
白天我是在大学里头工作，我也跟Rachel 结婚了。
We've got a kid on the way.
So,
we have a son on the way as well.
我们就快有一个儿子了。
Yeah. Okay, so that's me.
Yep.
So what I'll talk about will involve both mum and dad.
我要讲的是关乎我的，也会关联到我爸爸跟妈妈。
My mum was my primary caretaker and teacher, and some of you know she homeschooled me.
妈妈是我童年的照顾者，并且她也是我的老师，因为大家都知道她是在有家庭教育的。
Yeah, I owe basically my whole life to mum.
我基本上我是欠了我整个一生欠了妈妈。
But yet, strangely, when it comes to the more directly spiritual matters,
但是很奇怪的。跟属灵方面的问题直接发生关系的。
I remember more to do with dad than with mom.
我是记得跟爸爸有关的多过跟妈妈有关。
Both the good and the bad.
有好的方面也是，坏的方面也是。
So I'm not sure why this is.
我不知道为什么这个现象是这样。
Perhaps it's because I'm a son and sons hero worship their father.
可能因为我是儿子，因为儿子呢通常是很崇拜他的父亲的。
But it seems clear to me that even though fathers spend less time with their children, they have a disproportionate impact on their faith.
虽然父亲呢，我跟我爸爸的受他的影响，他花的时间可能少很多比起妈妈，但是呢，爸爸对我的影响力的是不成正比的，是大很多的。
And I think another reason why fathers have a big impact on their children's faith.Is that the Lord is also called our Father?
另外的原因，我想的，为什么爸爸对孩子的影属灵的影响是远大过大过妈妈呢？其中原因就是可能神自己就是我们的父亲，父亲的形象。
And so for a young child, God is like a bigger, more powerful, probably more scary version of Dad.
对一个小孩子来讲呢，神呢就好像一个更大。更有能力，也可能是更可怕的一个父亲。
And this takes a long time to unlearn.
这个需要一个很长时间去抗衡这一个的印象。
But it's not all bad. It's very natural.
这个不一定是完全不好的，也是挺自然的。
Parents are like God to their children.
父母对孩子来讲，根本就好像神一样。
Because children look to the parents for God's providence.
因为孩子。从父母那里寻求供应，就好像从神那里寻求一样。
And children look to parents for God's word as well.
孩子也是，盼望呢从父母那里呢，拿到神的话。
And so, because fathers share fatherhood with physical fathers.
所以父亲，是作为一个肉身的父亲呢，他就把父爱。分享给孩子。
And so fathers are extra at risk of misrepresenting God to their children.
所以父亲有一个更高的风险呢，是错代表神，给孩子个错误的神的影响。
So if you're an absent or disengaged father, then your children will struggle with an absent or disengaged God.
如果你自己是一个缺席的爸爸，或者你不跟孩子很亲近的。你就给孩子的印象，神就不是就是一个不愿意亲近我们的，在我们生命里头缺席的。
If you're an angry father with a temper, then your children will struggle with an angry God with a temper.
如果你的脾气很大，是很凶的时候呢，你的孩子就会常常心底里头觉得神是很凶的。
If you're a father who becomes cold and distant when he's disappointed.Then your children will struggle with a God who's cold and distant when disappointed.
如果你当你做爸爸的时候，你对孩子失望的时候，你表现很冷酷的、很 失望咀嚼的，那么你的孩子呢，就会觉得神在我们软弱的时候呢，远远跑走，不理我们，很冷酷的。
This is probably closer to my own experience, the last one.
这个对我来讲也是我个人的经验。
Despite all the good things about dad.
虽然爸爸有很多好处。
And of course, actually, now that I'm married, I see it in myself and how I act to Rach.
我今天结婚了，我跟 Rachel 结婚了，我就怎样看自己呢？
Yeah, it's like this to Rach. Yeah.
我怎样对我的太太呢？我有也有这个影子。
And I'm aware and afraid that I'll be the same to my son.
我就也有个惧怕，我会不会带着这个影子，也对着我将来要出生的儿子呢？
Yeah. So parents and especially fathers, you have to be understand with fear and trembling what you represent to your children.
所以你作为父亲，你就需要。
战兢，
你作为父母啊，你就战兢恐惧的想想自己会怎样带来给孩子什么的影响。
And of course there's grace, and I've seen that in our life as well.
当然在那里有恩典，我在我的生命里头我也看见神的恩典。
Okay, so it's a very long introduction, sorry.
这个只是个介绍，但是很长的介绍。
So I'll just go through some things in my life now. Some things directly spiritual, some things indirectly, but...useful.
我分享一些我的新成长的历程，有一些跟属灵的直接有关，有一些不是直接有关。
Yeah. So since I can remember, our family life was soaked in prayer.
我的印象就是我们的家庭生活，我们常常都祷告。
Every time we left the home in the car, we would pray.
我们离开家开车，我们之前会祷告。
Looking for a parking spot, we would pray.
我们找车位，我们会祷告。
Before every meal, we would pray.
在用饭之前，我们祷告。
Anyone was sick, we would pray.
任何一个家人病了，我们祷告。
Before a sports competition, we would pray.
在
not the victory.
运动比赛之前呢，我们又祷告，不是祷告要赢的，而是为这个比赛祷告。
Before sleeping, we would pray.
在睡觉之前，我们祷告。
So prayer was very real in practice.
所以祷告对我们来讲是很真实的操练。
And I understood.From experience that God hears our prayers.
在我的经历里头，神真的是听我们的祷告。
And I also remember very clearly opening a door as a child and seeing Dad on his knees and praying.
并且从我小的时候，我打开门就看见爸爸跪在地上祷告，这个就是我的印象。
Also, Dad turns off the light, so it'd be dark. We can just make it out.
就是我爸爸把灯关了，就很黑了。但是呢，我也观察到他祷告。
And this is like throughout my life. Like in many stages, I would look for Dad. Open the door and I'd be praying.
所以在我成长的过程，很多时候呢，我就这个印象就是在我里头。我打开门就看见爸爸祷告。
Yeah, so there was no doubt in my mind that Dad took prayer seriously and that prayer was important.
所以给我的印象就是爸爸对祷告很是认真的。这个是对我来讲呢，我就觉得哦，原来祷告真的是很重要的。
Yeah, I was also encouraged from a young age to read the Bible.
我在年幼的时候我就被鼓励要读圣经。
Now, a lot of it went past me without me understanding.
我读的圣经很多都越过我的，我都不明白的。
And there are things mom and dad could have done better here.
爸爸妈妈在这个方面可以做得更好的，其实。
But in hindsight, I'm extremely grateful that I read so much of the Bible.
但是我回头看呢，我是非常非常感恩的，我能够从小的时候读这么多遍的圣经。
I think I finished the Old Testament twice and the New Testament 5 to 7 times.Before I was 15, something like that.
我想我在十五岁之前，我完成旧约两次，或者新约五次、七次，这样、
yeah.
大概是这样。
And so the result is I can actually remember, I can recall a lot of Bible characters and images, very easily.
所以结果呢，我就能够记得很多圣经里头的故事、人物、事情。
I also memorized chunks of scripture.
并且我呢，小的时候也背一段一段的背圣经。
And this was because we were part of a homeschooling group that had some good things and some bad things.
这个是关于由于我是参加我们有一个家庭教育的一个组织嘛。这个组织带来一些好处也有不好处。
And one of the good things was Bible memorizing.
好处呢就是背圣经。
Now I can't recite it for you now, but it made me familiar with a lot of key passages in Scripture.
我现在不能够一字一句的背给你们听，但是呢，我的印象是很深的。
Yeah, and it's not just verse by verse, but it's like large chunks, like Matthew 5 to 7, the Sermon on the Mount.
不单只是一节一节的背呢，是一章一章一段段的背啊。比方说马太福音五六七章。
Yeah, or like Romans 6 to 8, Paul talking about justification and death and sin and life.
保罗罗马书六七八章就保罗讲到罪死跟救恩。
Yeah, or the book of James about godly living.
或者雅各书讲到敬虔的生活。
So something I think mom and dad could have done better.
我想我爸爸妈应该有一些可以做得更好的。
Was to read with me at an earlier age.
就在我很年幼的时候就跟我一起来读圣经。
I remember in my teen years, dad actively tried to read with me, and I enjoyed that.
我记得我青少年的时候，爸爸是主动的来跟我读圣经，我觉得很好。
But when I was younger, I was just kind of told to read scripture by myself.
但是年幼的时候，我就被吩咐说你要读圣经，我就自己读圣经。
And other people at church would say, if you don't understand, just pray and ask God, and He'll show you things.
很多人在教会就说啊，读圣经你自己读了没问题的，你不懂你的祷告，主会教导你了。
Yeah, and God did show me things, but very slowly.
是的，但好像我也祷告，但神也有教导，但是很慢。
So I think if mom and dad had researched some good resources that help people understand the scripture, and then used it with me, that would have been really good.
如果爸妈那个时候懂得去找一些资料，读圣经的辅助的资料书，给我来帮我来读，这个就会更好。
Yeah, and use it with me.
并且跟我一起是跟我一起用那些资料。
Yeah, then I can.So, mum gave me lots of things, but she gave me two extremely valuable gifts that are not explicitly spiritual.
妈妈给我很多好的东西，其中有两件东西非常非常好，但是这个不是直接跟属灵有关系。
But it has an effect, a really big effect on my spiritual life.
但是对我的属灵生命的成长却有很大的帮助影响。
The first was the love of reading.
第一就是爱读书。
From a very young age.
从很年幼的时候我就爱看书。
Now, mom used very material means.
妈妈来用一些很物质的东西来吸引我。
Mom literally paid me to read.
妈妈甚至给钱我鼓励我读书。
From the age of 4 or 5, something like that.
我四五岁的时候，妈妈就给钱我鼓励我读书。
5 cents per book.
一本书5仙。五仙。
And then when I was older, maybe 8 or 9, it was like $1 per Christian biography.
我年纪慢慢大的可能是 一本的基督徒的传记1块钱。
And we also had a book log that had recorded each book that I read.
我有一本读书记录，有记录我读过什么什么什么书。
And then when I hit 100 or 200, then I get a prize, like a Lego box or something.
我拿到读到100本或者200本呢，我能得一个礼物，好像 Lego 一个这样。
Yeah, now this might seem like a cheap way to sell reading.
这个还是一个很低贱或者便宜的方法去帮我读书，但是这有效果。
Yeah, eventually I loved reading for its own sake.
后来慢慢我就自己爱读书了。
Yeah, this of course has served me very well academically, of course, but more so spiritually.
这个对我来讲是有帮助，不单只是在学校读书学习上。对属灵的生命也很多帮助。
So I'm really grateful to mom for this one gift. I think this is like one of the greatest things she could give to me.
所以妈妈帮我爱培养读书，这个对我来讲是一个很宝贵的礼物。
And the second gift that mom gave me was instilling in me a sense of gratitude.
妈妈呢，就是对我另外一个很重要的帮助是给我一个感恩的心，帮助我有个感恩的心。
So after every visit to a friend's home, I would thank the host for having me.
每一次我到朋友或弟兄姊妹家里离开的时候，我都会跟主人家说，谢谢你今天来接待我来。
Or after every lesson, then I would thank the teacher.
每一次老师叫我学钢琴或者音乐，叫我什么，我都会跟那个老师讲，谢谢老师教导。
I also did scouts.And then every evening, I would go up to each of the leaders individually and thank them for the evening.
我也做童子军，所以呢，每一个童子军我活动完了，我都会跟每一个童子军的领袖呢，那些 uncle 呢，讲谢谢。
Yeah, I can't remember when this started, but this habit developed from a very young age.
我不记得是几时开始，但是很小的时候我就这样培养一个这样感谢人的心。
So mom would remind me every time until I could do it without being reminded.
所以妈妈就常常提醒我，到个地步我就不需要妈妈提醒我，就这样做了。
And this has actually been really useful for me.
这个对我来讲是其实很有帮助。
Because throughout my life, I've had mentors at every stage.
因为在我的生命里头我有很多人呢，在我旁边都是在帮助我的。
Yeah, they would go above and beyond to help me and put energy into me.
他们都很乐意的越过他们的本身的责任来帮助我的。
On the one hand, this is the grace of God.
一方面，这个是真的是神的恩典。
On the other hand, it's because they always felt appreciated by me.
但是另一方面呢，这些的帮助都是被欣赏的。
Even when I was a young child.
甚至我很小的时候，我也被欣赏这些帮助的。
And I learned this because gratitude was an important value at home.
我这样学呢，因为在家里头呢，我们就有这一个感恩的气氛。
Now, even within the family, when someone did a small favor, like pass you the bowl or got you a cup of water or drove you somewhere, you'd always say thank you, whether it was mom or dad, and then you're welcome.
就是在家里头有人递个碗给你啊，或者送你去某个地方啊，都会说谢谢的。
Yeah, 不要客气。
不要客气。
Now, manners might seem like a small thing, but they truly serve you throughout your life.
虽然这些都是好像很小的事，但是在我的生命里真。累积起来都是 很有帮助的。
Yeah, and so manners come from parents that have manners and parents who enforce manners.
礼貌呢，或者你怎样待人接物呢，都是从你父母那里学你的例子跟榜样，并且是父母怎样去给孩子积极的去操练这方面。
Yeah, and this has actually also helped me to have a grateful heart towards God.
这个也帮助我对神呢有一个感恩的心态。
Yeah, so these two things are, So love of reading and manners is something I really thank mom for.
所以阅读跟待人接物的那个感恩的心呢，我很谢谢我的妈妈。
Mom and dad together have also instilled in me a reverence for the truth and a fear of telling lies.
妈妈爸爸都也对我一个怎样对真理的那个重要性看重，并且呢对撒谎。这个对这个事情的看法。
So I remember very clearly that one morning, and I was around 5 or 6.
我记得有一天晚上，大概五六岁的时候。
I was in bed, and mom and dad had come back home from somewhere else.
我就在床上，爸爸妈妈从外面回家了。
And mom asked me, "Have you used your asthma puffer yet?"
妈妈就问我，你用那个哮喘的那个 puffer 那个东西没有
？Yeah, and I said yes, and I went to sleep.
我就说有了，然后我就睡觉了。
And the next morning, mom and dad come to me and say, "Did you use your puffer last night?"
那么早上呢起来了，爸爸妈妈就来问我了，你昨天晚上有没有用这个 puffer？
And I said yes.
我说是有了。
And then mom took the puffer out of her handbag, which she had taken with her the night before.
然后妈妈就从那个口袋里拿那个puffer 出来，因为她出去的时候带着这个 puffer 出去。
So.There was like a serious punishment that followed.
所以呢，就是一个很严厉的一个惩罚了在那里。
But I can honestly say that since then, I can't remember a time I've knowingly told an outright lie.
但是我记得自从那一次，我印象里头，我就再没有撒谎。
Yeah, at least as far as I can remember.
就是我不自觉的，就是我印象里头，我不记得我有撒谎。
They also instilled in me the importance of recognizing a mistake and apologizing.
另外就是爸妈给我一个承认我的错误，并且是说道歉。
And not just that, but also the reality of forgiveness.
并且一个饶恕的一个时机。
So after an apology, things would be right again.
当我求饶恕了，事情就和好了。
And this is fundamental to a child's understanding of the gospel.
这个对孩子来讲，对福音的认识呢是非常重要的。
I saw my parents apologize and forgive one another.
我看见我父母彼此认罪，彼此饶恕。
I saw my parents apologize to me when they did wrong.
当我父母做错事呢，他也会对我道歉，说对不起。
I saw my parents forgive me when I apologized to them.
当我跟父母道歉的时候，父母也饶恕我。
Yeah, this has continued from childhood even till now.
从小到大都是现在都是这样。
So grace and forgiveness were central in my childhood, and this has been really positive for my view of God.
所以恩典跟饶恕呢，在我成长里头都是很重要的，也是很真实的。这个就是福音了。
Now as a kid, I loved Lego.
作为孩子，我是很爱那个 Lego 的。
And in many ways, my life revolved around Lego.
所以我的成长呢，也是被那个 Lego 围绕。
But because of this, I actually remember two very clear lessons to do with Lego.
但是呢 ，Lego 给我有两个我印象很深的生命的功课。
The first lesson was about contentment.
第一个功课就是满足。
There was a little Lego set.
就是自足。 有一个 Lego 的一个盒子。
Yeah, from the series Knight's Kingdom, don't worry about that. And it's really small, around maybe like $10.
大概有十块钱的这个 Lego 的玩具。
And I would beg mom for it.
我就恳求妈妈买给我。
Probably around 7 or 8 years old.
七八岁的时候。
And one day, mom and Joy, my sister, they said to me, you know, if we get this for you, you'll be happy for a few days, and then you'll just want more.
那个时候呢，妈妈跟我姐姐 Joy 呢，就跟我很亲和讲，你拿到这个 Lego, 你只会喜欢三四天，然后你就忘记了，没兴趣了。
And I remember my initial response was, of course not. I know myself, I'm going to be so happy forever.
那当时我记得我的心里头的反应就是，不会的，我认识自己，我会永远都喜欢这个 Lego 的。
But this stuck in my mind.
这个在我的脑海里头印象很深。
And the next time I got a gift, I actually remember, after a few days, it wasn't as exciting anymore, and I remembered this story.
后来我接受一个礼物了，我就很开心，兴奋了几天，但是后来就没有什么大的兴趣。
But、
那么我就想起呢，以前的这个事情。
Yeah, and I was still quite young then.
那个时候我年纪还是蛮小的。
So I remember learning this like a degree of contentment from a young age.
所以在我年幼的我都记得这个知足的一个的功课。
Another lesson I learned was to do with Lego was patience.
另外的关于 Lego 的功课就是忍耐。
I must have been a bit older, maybe 10 or 11.
那个时候我大概十岁十一岁。
And there was this really big Lego Viking ship that I really liked.
有一个很大的 Lego 的那个海盗船。
Yeah, yeah, ship. Yeah. And this one wasn't cheap.
这个不便宜的。
Maybe $80 or something like that.
可能好像80块钱。
And then each time I would follow mom to Kmart, then I would say, mom, you go shopping, I'm just going to sit here and look at the Lego.
我就跟我妈妈去 Kmart 的时候，我就跟妈妈讲，妈妈你去买东西了，我就站在这里看这个看。
And then I would sit in front of the Lego section and just hold the box and look at the different pictures.
我就坐在那里抱着这个 Lego 的盒子啊，我就看看那个图片。
And then when mom returned, I would just get up and go without saying anything.
妈妈回来的时候，我就把那个盒子放回原处，然后就走了，没有讲什么。
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe I learned the lesson of contentment from the previous thing.
我不知道为什么自己这样，但是可能就是在我年幼六七岁的时候学到那个知足的心。
But at the end of the year, there was this huge box for my birthday.
在年底的时候呢，我就接受一个很大的礼物。
And when I opened it, I was like astonished and disbelieving that mom and dad would use so much money for my birthday.
那个时候我就发现父母就当时用这么多钱买给我这个心爱的这么大的这个 Lego 的礼物。
Because it was the box that I would look at every day.
就是我
every trip.
就是我每次去 Kmart 看的这个 Lego 玩具，我就得到这个礼物了当天。
And mom said,
然后妈妈说
I got this for you because I always saw you holding it and looking at it, but you never asked for it or complained about not having it.
我把这个买给你，因为我常常看到你呢抱着这个 Lego 观看，很珍惜的看那个图画，但是走的时候你就放回原处，没有埋怨，没有要求，你就可以安定的走了。
Yeah, if you had whined about it, then I wouldn't have gotten it.
如果你你要用什么方法要求我强逼我买呢，我可能就不买给你。
But because you were patient, I got it for you.
因为你忍耐，我就给你。
So I never forgot that either. The lesson that patience gets rewarded.
所以我就不会忘记这个功课，就是忍耐，你就可以得到你神要给你的。
Now, of course, in real life, things aren't always that straightforward.
当然，在人生实际的生活，事情并不一定是这么简单呢。
But ultimately, patience will be rewarded by the Lord. If not in this life, then in the next.
但是忍耐一定会有神给我们的赏赐的，纵使不一定是今生。建筑们一定有赏赐。
And so sometimes it's actually worth it spending a bit more money on your kids if there's a lesson to be learned.
所以有时候为着你孩子学能够学到一些好的功课，多花一点钱也值得。
There are two things that my parents did not do that I'm very grateful for.
有两件事情我的父母没有做的，我为他们没有做这两件事情很感恩。
The first is that they did not compare me and my sister to each other.
第一，他没有把我跟我姐姐互相比较。
So sibling rivalry was not encouraged.
因为呢，兄弟姊妹的争斗呢，没有被鼓励了，没有被就是有这个情况出现。
My parents never shamed me for not living up to my sister's standards.
我父母永远没有呢？因为我没有我的姐姐这么好呢，某一方面就羞辱我，叫我感觉难为情。
And I really don't think comparison ever leads to anything good.
我不相信比较能够引导到有什么好处。
I'm sure I would still have loved my sister, but I think because of this, we have a really wonderful relationship.
虽然如果父母真的比较的话，我想我也是爱我的姐姐的。不过呢，因为没有比较，我就现在是非常爱我的姐姐，我们有一个很好的关系。
The second thing, that my parents did not do.
第二件事情父母没有做的。
And this might be hard to hear.
这可能是很难不容易听。
But my parents never put pressure on me to succeed academically.
我父母从来不会叫我的学术读书的成功给我任何的压力。
This doesn't mean they let me slack off.
这不表示他让我很懒惰。
And they pushed me to work hard with whatever was in front of me.
他们要我勤力的做我面前要做的事情。
And to be faithful with what God had given me.
要对神给我的，我要忠心的去管理。
But they didn't express disappointment in my performance, but they only encouraged me.
他们从来没有因为我读书的什么成绩感觉很失望，或者有什么压力给我。
They found the things that I was interested in, and then they helped me to flourish in those.
他们看见我对某一些事情，我是感兴趣的，他们就让我去继续的去学那些东西。
Now I understand that I was very privileged to be homeschooled, and it's different at school.
我感觉我是在家庭 homeschool 的家庭教育，我很感恩我有这个是跟我去学校是很不同了。
Yeah, so I know most kids go to school, so what I say is going to be different for them.
我知道很多人都是去学校上学的时候，我所讲的可能对他们来讲是有不同的。
But what I can say is that there may be some parents here or at church because of Chinese or migrant culture that idolize academic success.
但是呢，在教会里头或者在中国人的群体里头。因为文化会有什么原因，这是很看重读书的成绩的。
Who idolize it.
并且以读书成为偶像。
And so you push your kids to succeed academically.
你催逼你的孩子读书成功。
And in doing so, you sacrifice their spiritual growth.
你这样说，你就牺牲了他们属灵的成长。
For example, tutoring or tutoring homework over youth group.
譬如说，你带你的孩子去补习。以致他不能够来 youth group 了。
Or you have to take them really early on Sunday from church where they can have fellowship because they need a tutoring.
或者说你很早又要带他们礼拜天就是去补习了，他们就没有机会跟其他人一起彼此交通，跟其他年轻人一起追求主了。
So this is bad for their spiritual growth and it destroys their love of learning.
这样做会影响他们属灵的成长，也破坏了他们真的读书学习的那个兴趣。
You have to understand that the single most important thing for your children is to love Jesus.
你知道你人生里头，你对你孩子最重要的事就是爱耶稣。
And to grow spiritually.
属灵成长。
So yes, if you let your kids slack off and play video games all day, that's not going to be good for them spiritually.
是的，如果你让你孩子懒惰，常常玩游戏机，这当然不好了。
But also pushing your children so that every moment of their lives is about study is just as bad.
影响他们没有能够好好属灵成长，但是另一方面，他要催逼孩子读书呢，也影响他们属灵成长。
So I understand some children they need tutoring to catch up and to understand what's going on at school. That's okay.
我知道有些孩子他们需要补习的帮助，以致他们能够跟得上。这个是可有时候是需要的。
Yeah, but some children are already doing well at school.
但是那些孩子在学校已经做得很好，蛮好了。
And you're pushing them 90s, 95s, not good enough hundreds.
但是你的催逼他要90分、95分、99分，其实这个有需要。
So there's nothing wrong with good scores, but if it's at the cost of your child's faith or love of learning, then don't do it.
有好的读书的成绩好，但是如果要牺牲他们任何的属灵的成长呢，就不值得了。
Yeah, that's a misuse of the stewardship of the children that God has given you.
就是呢，可能你就会误用
你作为孩子的管家，代神做管家的那个责任。
So don't idolize academic success, because God hates idolatry.
所以不要以读书的成功成为你的偶像，因为神恨恶偶像。
So I'm really grateful my parents helped me to grow the love between my sister and I, and I'm also really grateful that they helped me flourish academically, but not with pressure.
So 我感谢我父母帮助我跟我姐姐的关系建立得好，并且帮助我能够在我有感兴趣的或者在我的读书上能够成长。
So far I've talked about many positive things. So I'll talk about two negatives.
我刚才说了很多好的方面，但是我要讲两个负面的。
So the first is dad's tendency to sacrifice family for the sake of ministry.
因为呢，爸爸呢，常常呢是为着服事呢，就牺牲了家庭时间。
So for example, church means that dad is away from home in the evening several times a week.
比如说一个礼拜有一周很多个晚上呢，爸爸都没有在家的，都是要聚会。
So I remember at dinner, like almost every night, I would ask Dad if he had a meeting, and I would be expecting disappointment.
很多时候在晚上的时候，吃饭的时候，我都问爸爸，爸爸，你今天晚上要聚会吗？我都期望着一个叫我失望的答案的，就是要聚会。
And most of the time, Dad would say yes, he had a meeting.
很多时候爸爸都说是啊，有啊，有要聚会。
And I'd be super disappointed, even though I expected it.
我听了以后，我就更加失望了。虽然我期望着这个，我都估计到我有这个答案。
And the rare times he didn't have a meeting, I'd be really happy about that.
少数他不需要聚会，我就很开心。
And even when Dad was home, it doesn't mean we're spending time, but having him around was already really nice. I could go talk to him, I could ask him questions. He was just a presence at home.
甚至爸爸留在家里也不一定是完全时间陪我的，当然因为他人呢是在家，有什么事情我可以跟他聊，跟他问讲，我都感觉是更好的。
So I think Dad saw family as part of himself.So because he was willing to sacrifice himself, he sacrificed family.
我想爸爸就是当如把自己的家成为他的自己一部分，所以他牺牲自己去聚会，也把家庭牺牲了。
So this is one of my sore points with Dad.
所以这个是我一个感到疼的，就是负面的对我爸爸。
He's already working a full-time job, so I don't see him during the day. But then at night, he's at a meeting.
他已经是长时间的工作嘛，白天上班了，晚上也要顾在家。
And so I really came to hate his meetings.
所以我开始产生一个我憎恶聚会。
And then I see them as nothing as annoying and sad for me.
我就觉得教会的聚会呢是带给我忧愁，叫我厌烦的。
So make sure there's a balance.
所以我们需要有一个平衡。
It's okay to say no to ministry or meetings in order to spend time with your children.
如果你为着保存时间跟你的孩子在一起，有时是需要向服事聚会说不的。
Because your children are your first ministry.
因为你的孩子是你首要要服事的对象。
And I said at the beginning, for young children especially, you represent God to your children.
特别你的孩子小的时候，我刚才讲过，你就是神的代表了。
So if you don't have time for your kids, God doesn't have time for them.
如果你作为父亲父母没有时间给你的孩子呢，他们就认为呢神也没时间给他们。
The second negative is dad's tendency to expect me to have character beyond my age and ability.
另外一个负面就是我爸爸呢很多时候呢会期望我的品格的成熟或者属灵的成熟度呢超过我的那个时候的年纪或者我生命的度量。
Yeah, he expected me to be grown up and mature. He expected grown up, mature, and godly behavior from a little kid.
他期望我一个小小的我呢，已经能够有一个成熟基督徒的一个的情况。
So one of my clearest memories as a child, I was playing a table tennis competition, and I was around 10 years old.
我记得我当时呢有一个例子是说我是十岁的时候乒乓球有比赛。
And dad was watching. He was there.
我爸爸就看着我比赛。
And I was losing to a player who was way worse than me.
我就输给一个技术比我很差很差的对手。
Like a losing, not haven't lost yet, but yeah, losing.
我就快要输的，就是失分失的很多了。
Yeah. And so I remember I started crying during the match and I lost my focus.
我就开始在比赛，我哭了，我就不能够集中去比赛了。
And I was trying my best at the time, but my emotions were too much to handle.
但是我其实我是尽了我的力去比赛，但是我的情绪我都不懂得怎样处理，这超过我能够处理。
I did lose the match.
我后来真的输了。
And Dad was angry at me during the hours afterwards.
但是后来呢，我几个小时很长时间，爸爸都是对我很不满。
So he didn't shout or say any angry words. He just became very cold and distant and disappointed.
他没有大声的骂我或者讲什么话，但是他就很冷酷。就是很沉默，对我不亲近。
So I remember being really sad, and when I asked him why he was angry, he said it was because I didn't try my best.
我就问他，爸爸你为什么这么不开心呢？爸爸就跟我说，你没有尽力。
And so I said sorry. I told Dad, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't try my best.
我就跟我爸爸讲，爸爸对不起啊，我没有衷心的尽力。
But I remember thinking that I did try my best.
但是我其实当时我是很清楚觉得自己是很尽力很努力的。
And but I just said sorry because I wanted Dad to stop Dad being angry with me.
我知道，但是我那个时候就说，就跟爸爸说对不起，因为我想停止爸爸不再跟我有生气了。
And so I had tried my best. My best was rubbish, but at the time it was still my best.
我当时是真的是尽力了，虽然我的尽力是毫无用处的、不成功的，但是我已经真的尽力了。
So mom and dad never put pressure on me to succeed academically or to win.
我爸爸妈妈没有要我读书上面要成功。
But dad did have a very high expectation of my character.
对，爸爸对我的。
Okay. I thought I was going to cry. So, and I think sometimes this was like beyond what could be expected of a child.
其实这个呢，对一个小孩子来讲是远超他能够达到的。
Yeah, and I think this also affects how we see God.
这个也影响我们怎样看神。
Because we sometimes think God has a really high standard of expectation for us.
我们常常觉得神对我们有一个很高的期望。
It's because His law is holy.
因为他的律例呢，他的典章是完美的。
But actually, God has a lot of grace towards us.
但是其实神呢，对我们有很多的恩典。
He actually knows what it's like to be weak because Jesus suffered.
因为他认识什么叫软弱，因为主耶稣是为我们受苦的。
So as parents, we should also kind of like understand our children's weakness. They're children. They're sinners.And they're growing up, they're immature.
So 做父母需要明白孩子呢是幼稚的，是需要成长的，是他们需要时间的。
So I'll finish. I've talked for a long time. Sorry. I'll finish with two facts, like two truths. Yeah.
对不起，我说的很长了，但是我也想的总结我要讲的两个真理。
The first fact is that children can understand the gospel from even a really young age.
就是孩子呢，从很小年纪其实已经有能力去明白福音。
So judgment, grace, and forgiveness is something like 2, 3, 4 year old can understand.
就是审判、罪跟
grace and forgiveness.
恩典跟赦免，其实很小就能够明白。
Now it might take some time for the fullness of the gospel to be understood.
虽然要完全的整个福音完完全全很饱满的去认识呢。需要很长的时间。
But that's true even for adults.
但是这个对成人来讲也是一样。
That the basic gospel of we are sinners and our sins deserve judgment.
但是对小孩子一个福音的中心，罪、审判跟赦罪恩典。
Yeah, so we're sinners and we deserve judgment.
我们是罪人，我们是应该受审判的。
But Jesus paid for our sins on the cross.
但主耶稣为我们的罪承担这个罪债。
And so God no longer judges us, and we can be in a relationship with Him in this life and after we die.
所以为了这个缘故，神能够接纳我们，赦免我们，今生我们永世都能够跟神在一起。
And children can understand this.
其实这个孩子是能够明白。
So I believe I knew this from a very young age.
所以我相信我年纪很小的时候就明白这个。
So at age 6 or 7, I had a clarifying experience.
我在六七岁的时候就有很清晰的一个经历
which I was where I felt convicted of my sin, forgiven by God, and assured of eternal life.
我就我就看到自己的罪，我就认罪，我就求神赦免，我就被神接纳了，我就相信神。
I have confidence.
我有这个信心，我有个能够确据，我就知道自己是信主了。
Yeah, but even before this moment, I knew the gospel, I knew this reality.
但是在这个之前，我也知道福音啊。
So really take every opportunity to explain the gospel to your children.
所以我们是需要去学习跟孩子来传福音。
So teach them not only discipline, law and judgment.
去帮助他们明白，不单只给他们律法跟审判。
But also forgiveness, grace and reconciliation.
并且是饶恕恩典，并且是和好。
And teach them not only in words, but in how you relate to one another and how you relate to your kids.
不单只用语言，并只是用你跟配偶之间的关系，你跟他们的父母跟孩子的关系来教导他们这个福音。
So I experienced this in my relationship with mom and dad, and it wasn't hard to translate this into how I relate to God.
我跟爸爸妈妈的关系，不是很难，去帮助我去明白神，我跟神之间这个被神赦免的福音。
So I knew this gospel from a young age, and I believe your children can as well.
我在小时候就能够明白这个福音，我相信你的孩子也能够在小时候明白这个福音。
Now the second thing is going to be a really practical thing.
第二件事情是很比较实际的事。
And that's the internet really is a terrible place.
互联网呢，其实是个非常可怕的地方。
So I talked about this at the English Weekend Away.
我在英文的周末营我也讲过一点。
But there was a study that showed since social media began,
有一个研究说，自从这个社交平台网络出现以后，
self harm and suicide for young girls has tripled.
自我伤残自残呢，自杀在对女孩子来讲是双倍三倍这样。
Yeah. Boys also have been damaged.
男孩子也是。
So I'm actually really grateful my parents didn't let me use Facebook until I went to uni.
我感谢 我的父母不允许我的接触那个 Facebook， 有 Facebook 一直到我进大学。
So, humans are not designed for the kind of social exposure and pressure of the internet.
我们人的被造是不适合有这么的这一类的社交平台，我们是管理不了这么多的资讯的。
Yeah, so the less of it that children and teenagers are exposed to, the better.
所以这个青少年们啊，甚至孩子呢，他们避免面对这样的冲击呢，是很有好处的。
So I'm not sure what exact advice to give because it's a very tricky issue.
我不知道应该给大家什么的建议，因为这个是一个很复杂的问题。
Yeah, it might not be right to take away something that they're already using.
或者说他们已经有这些东西，你们拿走就是也不一定是有效。
But you just need to be aware of it.
但是你需要知道有这些问题。
And if you have younger children.Really try and delay it for as long as possible.
如果你有年幼的孩子，你就越慢给他们接触这些电子的这些的东西。
Yeah, they won't miss out on much if they don't use Facebook.
他们没有这个 Facebook， 他们不会失去很多东西。
So this issue takes a lot of wisdom, but I just don't want you to be blindsided, to be surprised when your children are struggling with mental health or social pressure.
所以我想做父母的有这个知觉，有这个知道，因为如甚至有一天你发觉你自己的孩子有这个精神上、情绪上有这些挣扎的这些问题，你不会很惊讶。
Because they really are facing something like that you guys didn't face growing up.
因为他们现在今天就是面对他们的世界，你们成长的时候你们没有面对过。
Okay, so I said a lot of things, but if you remember nothing, remember this.
我讲了很多东西，如果你什么都不记得了，你要记得一件事情。
Remember that parents are representatives of God.
记得父母是神的代表。
Remember that children can understand the gospel.
记得孩子能够很小的时候就明白福音。
Remember that the single most important thing you can do for them is to help them to believe the gospel.
你在他人生里的最重要的事情就是帮助他们认识福音。
And you help them believe by living it out yourself.
你帮助他们相信福音，通过什么呢？通过你们自己活出这个福音。
And instilling in them biblical values of gratitude，
把圣经的感恩的心帮助他们。
Truth，
把真理帮助他们。
Patience，
忍耐帮助他们。
And forgiveness，
饶恕等帮助的。
And that is so much more than worldly success.
这一切比起世界上的成功远远远远更有价值。
Yeah, that's what I want to say.
这是我想教你的。我们现在就把时间交给 Michelle。